This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Stop. Hammer time. Go with the flow.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yes, Dominic Cortez is here and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez with you. Of course, stay tuned to News Radio 930 WBEN for the latest on the weather, and we'll keep you up to date for whatever's happening. Right now, it seems to be hovering around the South Towns. I guess the stadium is possibly going to be affected, so that might impact the game tomorrow. But again, this is the place to be for everything you need to know, including what you're going to learn today. And Matt Schultz is here from TRS Heating and Air Conditioning. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. It's always a pleasure having you on. We learn a lot from you. And I know there's something about your company and your reputation, your dad preceding you. I just feel good to have you as our HVAC expert.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we are a family-owned company. And job number one is taking care of the customer.
Amen. And I know that you just don't say that because I've actually heard testimony that you are really focused on not upselling.
That is correct. We try to treat every customer like they're your own family member, mm-hmm. right? So our service techs are not high commission salespeople. We don't use high pressure sales. They are paid an hourly rate to go there and fix your product and mm-hmm. work on your product.
What could be worse in a time of need that a homeowner would be experiencing a salesman trying to upsell them?
It's awful.
Yeah.
I mean, you're worried, you're nervous. They're telling you you have to replace your furnace. It's 10 degrees outside. Mm-hmm. And the person in your house that you're trusting is pushing something that maybe you don't even need because
right.
they're getting paid commission. So instead of fixing the product, they're trying to sell you something new.
And the problem with that is, you know, they're there. You actually have a body standing in your house, which is a challenge unto itself to get mm-hmm. people to show up. So you've got somebody there. They're telling you need to buy something more than you actually do need. So what do you do? You know, you're like, well, I guess I go ahead because you're here.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, what we tell our guys is you're the hero to the customer when
That's
you walk
right.
in. So they're going to trust everything you have, what everything you say and everything you're going to do. So I get it, but there's a lot of bad companies out there that take advantage
what
of
customers. What do you typically see as gimmicks with upselling?
We see a lot of, oh, your heat exchanger's cracked. You got mold on your coil. Oh, this is going to start on fire. This is a fire hazard. Mm. They use these key phrases and words to scare you. Mm-hmm. And then it's, oh, but we have 0% interest financing, and
yeah.
we can put you
yeah.
in a whole new system for yeah. X amount of dollars a
yeah.
month. And
well, of course, cracked heat exchangers is a you know, that's a that's a bell that runs in all of our ears as far as a concern.
Yep.
And you hear that, and of course you panic because that can mean carbon monoxide contamination.
Yes, exactly. And that's why these crooked companies say that, because mm-hmm. it is dangerous. We just had one yesterday, customer, cracked heat exchanger. We sold them a new furnace on site, and we had the guys there this morning installing it. They're there right now.
That's awesome. Now, what I have seen, too, is a lot of these kind of out-of-town bigger companies coming to town, buying up the local names, and, you know, they're all about sales. They're not about service. So it seems that that's really another issue that a homeowner needs to be aware of.
Yes, these installers and service techs get their pecking orders in the beginning of the week, right? These big companies are all just about the bottom line. So their service techs have to meet a certain number by the end of the week. They have goals, and that means they're not fixing stuff, they're replacing it.
I mean, compare that to going to a doctor. If a doctor had quotas, he had to fill, you know? I mean, it doesn't make any sense that it would be focused on that rather than the need of the homeowner.
That's correct. I mean, and now with the products, there's a lot more technology, so there's a lot more to break. So it costs more to fix, but you can still fix these products. You can still make them last. It's a shame what our industry has become.
Yeah.
Because of the almighty dollar and greed.
Yeah. Well, at least we know there's people like you out there that are focused on the service side of the equation, which I really value, as I've said. Now, when we talk about the product is another big piece to this mm-hmm. because, you know, you've got to be able to have the parts you need to service the product that you're trying to fix. So having a standardization of product choices makes sense for a company like yours.
Yes. We use Rheem. We've been using it for 30 plus years. We find it to be the best product. It's quiet, it's reliable, and the parts are readily available.
Mm-hmm.
You start installing too many different products, you have to stock too many parts, you can't get these parts. So if you find a good product like we have, we stick with that product, and then we could always take care of the customer. These things are always available, and they're not expensive. Some of these other manufacturers, the parts are so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Rheem is pretty good across the line.
When you say that, I'm sure there are other nameplates that the Rheem company manufactures mm-hmm. under. What are those other nameplates?
There's Rudd. There's Weather King. They're just a lower line.
Mm-hmm.
Just use some cheaper products, but it's basically the same thing.
Okay. And the warranty on a new Rheem is what?
It's 5 years if you don't register it, 5 year parts. If you registered online, it's 10 year parts.
Wow. That's pretty good.
That's real good. Yep.
Yeah. And you like, I would think you would like to be able to walk into a house that has a Rheem furnace in because you feel that you may even have everything you need right on the truck.
Yeah, exactly. The parts, even if we're going and it's broken down and we have to replace it, it's a simple swap out. It's a simple change. And we find a lot of customers that we put their furnace in 20 years ago. And the furnace ran for 20 years. So it's also the customer's comfortable with us. This furnace ran for 20 years, mm-hmm. no problems. And if it's a big fix and we got to replace it, they're comfortable with us putting another Rheem product in.
When you see common problems, we mentioned cracked heat exchanger. That's probably fairly common, mm-hmm. right? What are some other common problems that you see with service?
Flame sensors. Flame sensors, igniters are something that goes every 2 to 3 years on your furnace. If you don't have proper combustion air coming in,
mm-hmm.
And say your furnace is near your laundry room, and all that lint, and if you're
sure.
doing crafts in the basement, it dirties up that igniter, dirties up the flame mm-hmm. sensor, and you're changing it over and over and over.
And of course, we have the Hammer Time $99 health and safety checkup, which is a value because you can have you guys come in annually for $99
yep.
and check for things like that.
Yep, we do a 17-point checklist and just see how everything's functioning. And
yeah, and at this time of year, especially now that we're in the heating season, you know, you want to be able to say that you can count on your furnace, and for it to break down at this time of year is the worst.
Yeah, and let's be honest, it always breaks down on the right. weekend, Friday night, or right. when you have family over. It's never at a... It's always at a bad time.
Right. And of course, you know, God forbid it happens when you're not home, mm-hmm. if you're out of town. And that happened to us once with a boiler that had a defect in it that we didn't realize, of course, when we bought it, and subsequently ended up having to replace it because of this defect. The defect was that it would shut off on its own if it detected a drop in the gas supply.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, seems like that wouldn't really be built into a furnace because, you know, it needs to run pretty much whenever it's being asked for gas, it needs to run. And this would, it would throw an error code. It would turn, it shut itself off.
Yep. Yep.
Anyway, 803-0930, if you have a question for Matthew about your furnace, we're going to be talking about that today. We're also going to be talking about what's coming in January of 26 when gas furnaces can no longer be installed in new construction. Matthew has some things to say about that as well. And anything that you need my help with as well on this holiday weekend, 803-0930 in the 716. Outside the 716, it's 1-800-616-WBEN. And then there's the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, which you can write your question there, and we'll read it on the air. Same as our call-in number, 716-803-0930. Email me anytime, hammertime, at WBEN.com. And when you have a minute, check out the Cortez website. Everything we do is there, our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Kachina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, and now our new division, TMP of Buffalo, Techno Metal Post, where we can replace a concrete pier installation with a helical pier. It's all at TMP of Buffalo. Check that out. Also, I want to mention, let's see, we've got a Monday is our Christmas cooking class, Monday the 2nd. It's Christmas in Italy. That's coming up this Monday, and there's a couple spots still open there. And then starting in January, folks, we go twice a month. And our first class of the new year is a trip to Milan. And the second second Monday in January, we are doing a cheesemaking class. So that's January 9th. And let me just make sure I got that date. No, January 13th is the cheesemaking class. And January 6th is the trip to Milan, where we're making osso buco. How do you like that? That's one of my favorites. That's the 6th of January. How about giving the gift of a cooking class? It's all at our website, cortez.net. Drop-down menu, come home to Cortez Cooking School. Our wonderful chef, Jerry Clemente, and all of our excellent lineup coming up for the new year. Check it out on our website at cortez.net. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Don't just think it. Say it. Call or text WBEN now at 716-803-0930.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have Carrie Hewitt from the Hamburg branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. I know you know about our great business checking, but did you know that we offer personal and nonprofit checking accounts as well? We know that different people have different banking needs. That's why we have a checking account for everyone. All of our accounts offer the very latest in online banking tools, including our state-of-the-art mobile app, a free debit card, and online bill pay. At Lakeshore Savings Bank, you don't have to sacrifice the customized personal service you deserve in order to get the checking account you need and access to the very latest banking technology. Open an account with us and get the best of both worlds. We're open till noon today. Call us at 716-646-9480. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
What does it mean to be exceptional?
For Roswell Park, it means a commitment to pioneering treatments.
It means advancing care using cutting-edge technology.
It means offering hope when needed most.
We know the best outcomes happen when experience meets innovation.
At Roswell Park, being exceptional
changes everything.
Roswell Park has been rated exceptional by the National Cancer Institute, the highest rating achievable.
As fall turns to winter, it is the perfect time to wrap your home in lasting, durable protection from Western New York's number one source for vinyl siding, Lenco Supplies. Vinyl siding from Georgia Pacific is the final layer for your home's exterior, and it won't just look great. It's built to withstand the elements. With a natural wood grain finish and a selection of rich colors that resist fading, Georgia Pacific Vinyl Siding offers all season protection against wind, against snow, and against rain. Visit Lenco Supplies at any of the three convenient Western New York locations, or better than that, how about shopping online anytime at Lenco.supplies. That's Lenco.supplies. Those in the know, go Lenco, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hi, this is Linda Pellegrino for Clarity Group Medicare Plan Centers. It has been my pleasure to be a client of Clarity Group ever since I turned that magical age myself. Whether you're turning 65, retiring, or already have Medicare, Clarity Group can guide you through it all. There's lots of changes happening for 2025, and by calling Clarity Group, you can get ahead of the game and schedule a personal appointment with one of their talented and licensed agents that are here for you all year long. And like always, there is never a charge for any of their services. Clarity Group Medicare Plan Centers have 5 convenient locations throughout Western New York. Walk in or make an appointment today. Come on and join the thousands like me who put their trust in Clarity Group for all things Medicare. Call today, 716-393-3437. That's 716-393-3437. Or reference their website, claritygroupny.com.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Did you know that Ava installs over 1.5 million square feet of shingles and siding annually across Western New York? Amazing. When you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement by calling 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF. Or go to avaroofing.com. You could book your appointment right online. Ava also offers you 0% financing. Ava Roofing. When quality matters, call Ava. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. Ten 23 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic, and how are you? 803-0930. Anything around the house that needs my attention, or if you have a furnace problem, today's your day, as Matthew Schultz from TRS Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical is in studio to handle your furnace issue. And question on the text board, Matt, what is the cost to replace a small house, 1,200 square foot ranch furnace, ballpark?
I don't really like giving prices just like that over the phone or anything, because right. I'd be doing a disservice to the customer or us. There's a lot of different things that could happen when you show up. Is the ductwork size right?
There you go.
What is the customer looking for? What are they looking for their furnace to do or air conditioner to do? Are they looking for something more efficient? Are they looking for something that's quieter? So to give a price over the phone or something like this never works out.
Yeah, I totally support that. And you know, then you're kind of obligated when you say something,
yes.
too.
Yeah.
You don't want to shoot low. You don't want to shoot
exactly.
high.
Yeah.
So anyway, the best advice, TRSHeatingAndAirConditioning.com, and book your appointment to have them come out. Free estimate.
Yep.
And no pressure. It's the way to go. And again, a reputable company that I highly recommend. So that's what I'd suggest you do to get that estimate. And it's good you're being proactive, by the way, because, you know, it's funny about furnace replacement. I bet you would agree that most people wait until they break before they replace them rather than being proactive.
100%.
Yeah.
Yep. Not many good shoppers out there.
Yeah.
You know, I still recommend getting 3 estimates just like you do for anything else. Get
right.
3 companies in there and try and take the guy in the middle. I always say we're the guy in the middle when it comes to price.
Well, and on that point, though, what I'd like to stress when it comes especially to furnace service is the reputation on the service side of the equation, mm-hmm. as we've stressed. Because again, when you have a problem and you call, you want to count on the fact that they're going to show up, mm-hmm. and that they're not going to gouge you.
Exactly. You don't want a guy who's just a parts changer coming in your house. You want someone who's knowledgeable, that's going to listen to you, and he's going to try and figure out what's wrong with the furnace. He's not going to look at that dummy light that's on that circuit board that tells you, oh, there's a ignition failure or something. He's going to go through the furnace step by step and make sure it's see what's wrong with it.
A big issue, of course, in today's day is everything is electronic. So that adds complexity to the service side of the equation.
Correct. There's a lot of different parts and a lot of safety things that can go wrong on the furnace. But again, you want the person that's in your house that's going to almost ignore that light. And the way a furnace has operated since the beginning has been the same. So you need to know how the furnace operates and see what's going on.
That makes so much sense.
Yep.
You simplify it and bring it down to the basics.
Yep.
Yeah. So here's an important question that's come in. Hi, Matt. Do you recommend that I switch my furnace exhaust pipes to the one that go out like a snorkel to avoid them from getting clogged by snow? And the answer is absolutely yes. But it comes with a caveat as far as the size of the piping.
Correct. And you should, grab that old dusty book, get the manufacturer's spec out on your furnace. They have alternate terminations. So you have to look in the book to see what they allow. Sometimes if you're going to raise up the pipe, you might have to insulate the exhaust or put an extra support hanger on it to attach it to your house. But yes, it's a good idea. So you don't have to go out there when you have the threat of snow like we have coming here. So you don't have to go out there every hour and shovel. But again, do it based on what the manufacturer specs is.
Yeah. Now, when we talk about this style of venting, there's an air induction and an air exhaust.
Mm-hmm.
That's standard operating procedure now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it used to be the day that chimneys were used and furnaces were vented up a chimney.
Yep.
You don't really see that at all anymore.
Not much. We still replace old 80% furnaces, natural draft.
Are
draft
you allowed region. To
yes,
install them in replacement scenarios?
Yes, we still are. Yep.
That's interesting.
Yep. So if someone's looking for cost and they have one and they're okay with what they're spending on their gas bills, then sure. We'll go ahead and put another one in.
When you do a comparison on that 80% versus the 96, do we really see, I don't know, you may not even know the answer to this. Do you really see a great reduction in the utility?
Yeah, you'll see a savings. So, typically 5 to 7 years, depending on what temperature you heat your house at and how your insulation and stuff is. But yeah, you'll see a savings. You'll get your money back.
Okay. Let's see here. Do electric smart meters have the capability to alter flow of electricity into an individual's residence, overriding the heating, cooling setting that the furnace or air conditioning chosen by the consumer? I'm not following this. Power companies aren't they doing this currently? Is that capability built in? As far as I know, you jump in here, Matthew. As far as I know, smart meters do no more than record the flow of electricity. They only have the added component of being able to dial up to send your meter reading in. I don't know of any regulations built into a smart meter that's different than a regular meter.
I don't know either. You hear a lot of things that maybe they can. I don't know enough about them yet.
So here's one thing I want to make sure we touch on. When it comes to smart meters and it relates to your furnace, it's important to have surge protection.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what style of meter you have, whether it's an old conventional meter or a new smart meter, the issue really has nothing to do with the meter. It's the surge protection that's going to become a bigger deal when the grid is more encumbered.
Correct. We just recently had a neighborhood in Lancaster that 11 customers went down for a brownout, and we had to fix a multitude of issues.
We talked about that on the air. You know what it was? It was a bird strike.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And some people had surge issues with that
because
they had no protection.
They had no protection.
Yeah, it was Quail Hollow off of Walden in Lancaster.
Yeah. We were replacing blower motors on the furnace. Mm-hmm. We were replacing capacitors on the air conditioner. But I think we had 11 customers down in a day.
Yeah, I remember that. Let's see here. Dominic, can an EPDM roof be installed in this weather? Yeah, generally roofing can be done year-round no matter what style. It's really a matter of the adhesive drying, and with EPDM, it's a glue down, so you should be okay with that. Especially if it's an emergency issue, I would say you're good to go. It is the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news. And Zachary Penkew standing by with the latest from the WBN newsroom. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Dominic. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Zach Penke. Currently mostly cloudy and 29 degrees. Governor Hochul has declared a state of emergency in response to the lake effect storm in Allegheny, Erie, Cattaraugus, Chautauqua, Genesee, and Wyoming counties. As of right now, the storm is mostly impacting areas in the southern tier and is now starting to hit some of the south towns in Erie County. That snow band will continue to gradually move upwards into the rest of the south towns starting between 5 and 6 p.m. today. The north towns should still be clear of snow throughout the day and into Sunday. A travel advisory is also in effect for Erie County, including West Seneca, Hamburg, and Orchard Park. Ahead of the Buffalo Bills game tomorrow, Bills fans are asked to pre-register online in case shovelers are needed to clear out Highmark Stadium. And for anyone that is going to hit the roads today, the thruway remains closed from exit 57 to the Pennsylvania line westbound until further notice. However, the eastbound lanes do remain open. And the WBEN just called Jed for slurp forecast. For today, clouds and some sun with snow showers accumulating a coating to an inch in the city. Rounds of heavier snow and squalls will accumulate 8 to 12 inches in ski country, high of 34. Bands of lake effect snow and a 10 squalls will shift a bit northward tonight to include the south towns, then continue into tomorrow. Accumulations 1 to 3 inches in the city, but 1 to 2 feet to the south with locally higher amounts in the heaviest bands. Low tonight 24 and high tomorrow 33. Looking at tomorrow night and into Monday, mostly cloudy with flurries in the city, periods of snow continue over ski country, accumulating 6 to 12 inches, but shifting south of the south towns again, high Monday 36. Right now, mostly cloudy, 29 degrees. I'm Zach Penke, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, as we're talking about your furnace today, are you prepared for long, cold winters indoors? Winter is a very evident, especially if you live south of the city. Yeah, folks, it's that time of the year. And that's when everyone calls indoor air professionals for two simple reasons. Number one, they are the only ones that can razor clean up to 99% of the contamination that lurks deep down in your ductwork. Did you know that competition can only do about half that? Yeah, it's true. And number two, you don't want to wait any longer as indoor air is now out about 3 weeks. So call today. Peter Gordon's going to join us in a minute. Did you know that your furnace and air ducts are just like the heart and lung of your home? It's so true. In there lies dust, dead skin cells, bacteria, mold, dust mites, dust mite feces, all lurking deep down in your ductwork. And the only way that you can guarantee that you're breathing clean indoor air is by getting rid of all of that. Good morning, Mr. Gordon, and happy Thanksgiving. Peter, are you there? Yeah, we lost Peter. 716-683-3.
Yeah, no. I'm here. Sorry. I had it on mute. Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving to you and Matt. Shout out to Matt. Thanks for all the referral business. And I love the heart and lungs of your home, because if you get that cleaned up, then you can have definitely better heart and lungs in your body.
There you
for
go.
Sure.
So we have the duct cleaning service. Of course, we have the medical grade air purifier and the awesome April Air high capacity dehumidifier. All with Christmas around the corner, how about some stocking stuffer ideas too, Peter?
Okay, yeah. So for big stockings, the April Air high capacity DHU, as you mentioned, that would be $300 off. Okay, once again, that just plain old works way better than the standard ones. And here's a new one for you. It's not new, but the Healthway portable that covers 1,200 square feet. Once again, the DFS technology is 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. And that unit for this Small Business Saturday will be $400 off.
Wow.
So And then lastly, the whole house unit would still be $500 off. And the duct cleaning for today, for this Small Business Saturday, would be 20% off. And once again, that's you'll be able to see the price list, so you know you're not getting, you know, marked up, marked down,
okay,
and all that.
716-683-3000, Peter's Desk, extension 303. Pick up the phone right now, give Peter a call, and get the specials you heard and only you can get. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With indoor air professionals. For every breath you take.
Are you struggling with pain in your feet, ankles, knees, hips, or lower back? Hi, this is Phoebe with the Good Feet Store, and I recommend having high-quality support in all your shoes. Our personalized arch support system has helped countless people find relief, like Dave.
I came down with a very painful case of plantar fasciitis, and I probably waited too long, but after a couple of weeks of pain, my doctor said there was really nothing he could do for me, and then I remembered, the Good Feet Store. I went by the store without an appointment, stopped in, and 15 minutes later, one of their professionals was talking with me and getting me a Good Feet arch support. It turns out it was exactly what I needed, and within a matter of just a few days, the pain of the plantar fasciitis was gone, and I was back to normal again. I just wish I'd called the Good Feet Store earlier.
Come to the Good Feet Store today and see what we can do for you. No appointment is needed, and there's no waiting. Good Feet arch supports are in stock and available in over 300 different styles and sizes. Discover your options at the Good Feet Store.
Hey, as the weather changes and we start moving indoors, it is the perfect time to give your basement a fresh look. The best choice is a Gorilla Floor. It's a surface that's both stylish and practical. And unlike rugs, tiles, or laminate, a Gorilla Floor is designed for easy cleanup. And if it gets wet, guess what? No insurance calls or mold remediation needed. It's simple, durable, and elegant. Call today for a free estimate and transform your basement with a Gorilla Floor. Mention you heard Dominic on Hammer Time, and you'll get 10% off your already affordable Gorilla basement floor. 716-715-6927. 715-6927. GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. Ten 37 is Hammer Time. My guest in studio is Matthew Schultz from TRS Heating and Air Conditioning.com. Check them out online. They also offer electrical service. We'll be doing a show specifically on electrical in the weeks ahead as we get ready for the conversion to an electric society. There's so much to talk about.
Yep.
This surge thing is a big deal, though. As I mentioned, with the increased reliance on the grid, the likelihood of more surging is going to become a bigger deal. And so having surge protection in your home is going to be essential.
Yes, it protects all your appliances, all your computers, TVs, your furnace, everything. Mm-hmm. It's not that expensive of a product to get put
right
in. It doesn't take that long. I totally recommend.
You can do them per appliance or you could do it at the panel.
Yes, correct.
All right. To Silver Creek we go. Bob, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. I have a hot water baseboard heating system in my home, and I'm just wondering what kind of maintenance do you recommend for a hot water baseboard heating system?
It should be cleaned. The burner should be cleaned every year. We got to come through and measure the CO. Again, we have it's something that a certified technician should be doing. I don't recommend it for any homeowner. But you know, you want to come, give us a call. There's 16, 17 different things we go through on the boiler, depending on what you have. If it's an old school 80% or natural draft, or if it's a high efficient one, there's a lot more electronics to test on it.
How old is it, Bob?
It's probably about 20 years old.
Mm-hmm. Do you still have a relationship with the installer?
I don't have they have been out to the house probably about 15 years ago, and we had to replace the, induction motor?
Mm-hmm. Inducer motor, yep.
Inducer motor?
Yep.
We replaced that, and we replaced the expansion tank.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But we've never done anything, and I've had antifreeze added to the system a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm up to date on antifreeze. but I'm just wondering about the furnace element itself.
Yeah. You're on borrowed time as far as having a problem with that, Bob. I would definitely recommend at least an annual inspection, just for peace of mind.
Sure, and if your boiler's in good shape, if the heat exchanger's in good shape, a lot of it is just like rebuilding the components, changing your zone valves, changing a pump, changing your autofill valve. So if your boiler's running well and has enough fresh air coming into it, it'll last for a long time, but you do need to get it maintained every year.
There you go.
What has happened is the individual thermostat motors have seized up over the years, and I've had to replace those. Someone told me that if your antifreeze is not replaced enough, that can cause some additional gumming up of those thermostat motors. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Yeah, and it's called glycol. Depending on what your situation is, yes, glycol should be changed every 2 years.
Every 2 years. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Bob. Give TRS a call. Interesting texters writing, Dominic, you and your guests are giving some very questionable advice.
I don't know what questionable advice we gave, but...
Typical text board posting, man behind the curtain. Why don't you say what the heck you're talking about here? What's questionable what we're saying? Maybe they didn't like how we were saying that some service companies rip people off. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And that's really a fact, so I don't know. Let's move on to West Seneca. And Tom, good morning. You're next.
Yes, my question for Matthew is, if you do develop, say, a crack in a heat exchanger, what would the symptoms be? What would happen? I mean, would the furnace shut down? Or
it could. You could see there might be a strange smell coming from the furnace. The flame could be very orange. The flame on your furnace should be a blue in color. It could make a rattling noise.
Your carbon monoxide detector would go off.
Yep. The way we come in, we test it with a combustion analyzer, and we'll actually measure the CO, and if it's really high levels, that's a big indicator that you do have a cracked heat exchanger.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, you said the sensor would go off, the carbon monoxide sensor. Are they actually in the furnace itself?
No, would have to have one in your home somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
That's what I thought.
You do you not have a carbon monoxide detector?
Oh, I do.
Okay.
I didn't know if there was one in the furnace itself, too. You know?
No, there is not.
Yeah, okay. I recommend a carbon monoxide detector near the boiler room, near the furnace room, as well as near your sleeping area.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call. 803-0930, if you'd like to participate in the program, if you have a question about your furnace, that's the day for you, 803-0930. Let's see here. Can you please explain the difference between labor warranty and workmanship warranty? We are researching a roof replacement. I believe that those words are interchangeable. Labor and workmanship pretty much mean the same thing, unless there's a defined definition for your roofing product that relates to the proper procedures on workmanship, it may be one and the same. So unclear as to how those words would be different. Labor warranty, workmanship warranty, I believe would be one and the same. Can you estimate for future installation of an AC unit, or is it best to do it all at once?
Sure we can. I can't tell you how long the price is going to be good for, but at any time we can come give an estimate of the AC. As far as doing the work, if you're replacing an AC and replacing a furnace, it's cheaper to do both at the same time. We can save on the labor, and we always give a better deal to do both at the same time.
And does it ever make sense to, I'm sure the answer is no, but I imagine you probably see this from time to time that someone will say, well, I want to add AC later.
Yes. Yeah, they do. I mean, it's just going to cost you more later.
Mm-hmm.
Prices continue to go up. Labor continues to go up. And again, we can save time if we're doing both in the same day instead of making two separate trips.
Now, there's some changes afoot with the refrigerant.
That is correct. Starting January 1 of this year, all manufacturers had to switch to a propane-based refrigerant. So the new equipment is...
How does that make any sense when propane is going to be outlawed with natural gas?
I don't really know, but it's just there's a small trace amounts in the refrigerant. It's actually not flammable. They've done a lot of tests on it. It is safer for the environment, and it's going to cost. Right now, we're seeing about a 20% increase in prices on the new equipment coming out.
Do you see that as a permanent spike in price, or is it just because it's new?
It'll be permanent. We haven't seen prices go down on maybe some PVC and maybe sheet metal, but no, we just keep seeing prices on furnaces, equipment go up.
Now, if you have a stockpile of the old refrigerant, can you still use it until it's depleted?
Yes, we can still use it. I know New York State is trying to ban all 410A refrigerant, period, that we can't use at all, which would be, I don't know how they're going to do that because it would be a change overnight, meaning if you had an air conditioner that runs on 410A refrigerant now and so you had a leak, we couldn't be able to fix it. We wouldn't be allowed to fix it.
The problem, of course, right now is that you need at least, 70 degrees to be able to charge a condenser?
55 degrees.
So we're not going to see that for some time, it looks like.
Yep.
So what is one to do? I guess you have to wait is really the bottom line until we have that temperature. Yep. But as far as the refrigerant goes, there's a good chance after January then you'll be dealing with the new product.
Yeah, probably. We are the manufacturers or wholesalers, or we're going through what they have in stock. So coming up here, we'll be selling all propane-based refrigerant systems.
Okay. Let's go to Lancaster. Debbie, good morning. We're at your house.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
You know what? I heard you talk and then you said the worst thing would be for it to go out on the weekend. Well, guess what? Ours went out yesterday morning.
Oh, no.
And we did have people come here, and they said, very nice salesman, very nice. His name was Andrew. I'm not going to say the business because that wouldn't be right. $15,000. I couldn't do it. I could not do it. But they said we had to have our air conditioner fixed, too, because there were problems there. So I said, well, we're going to have to think about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you think $15,000 is ridiculous?
For what now? To do what? Replace a furnace?
The furnace.
Okay.
And then they said they would have to do the air conditioning unit, too.
Okay.
I can't exactly tell you, but something is wrong with the air conditioner. So it wouldn't meet codes or whatever?
Well, it's probably this refrigerant issue that we're talking about now.
Yes, because but my whole thing is, when you said that the worst thing would be for it to go out on the weekend, you are so correct.
Yeah.
Because we're living proof of this right now. And this is, but we got somebody else coming in. Well, they're going to call us Monday morning.
I would encourage you to call Matt and his company and get a fair number from them.
Oh, okay. And now, do you have the number again?
Go ahead.
Yeah, 716-825-9911. If you're looking for a repair, we do have a guy on call 24 hours.
Right. Okay.
So is your furnace is not running now?
No, I have electric. I have three electric heaters.
Okay, be careful. Be careful with those.
No, that's what I told my husband. I go, I'm scared. Like at 5 in the morning, I like turned them off and everything.
What style furnace do you have? Is it hot air or hot water?
It's forced air.
Forced air. Okay.
But they said that boilers are more expensive.
Generally, yeah.
Yes, they are.
The infrastructure is more for a boiler.
But, Matt, does this sound like a fair price, $15,000?
$15,000 for what were they going to do again?
They were going to a whole new, the air conditioning unit and the furnace is shot, you know, but it's a 20-year-old house.
Without seeing it, I can't really comment. Again, I don't know what kind of product they're selling you. I don't know how big your house is. I don't know what size you need.
I never heard of Train.
Train's a reputable product.
How big is your house, Debbie?
Oh, it is.
How big is your house?
Oh, I'm sorry. My husband's talking to me. it's 12. It's not big. We downsized. It's a 1,236 square foot ranch.
That does sound a little high to us.
Yep.
Yeah. See, and but you know, they kind of want to badmouth other companies.
Of course.
And I don't like that.
I know
what I mean?
Yeah. That should be an indicator. I always tell my customers that if somebody's bad-mouthing anyone, that's an indication of the fact that they don't have enough to say about their own benefits, their own attributes, that they have to put others down.
Right.
So I would use that as a judgment.
Right. And that's what I told, you know, I told them, I said, you know, I'm not here to badmouth anybody, you know, because they my hot water tank that had a different company on it.
Yeah.
You know?
Give TRS a call. You'll get a reputable service and a good price.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay,
thank
Debbie.
You both so very much.
Thanks for calling. Good luck with that.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
What is the best way to cover an AC unit for the winter that includes a heat pump, a tarp, plywood, or no cover at all? That's a good question. We get that a lot.
If you have a heat pump that's actually heating your house, you're not going to want to cover that at all. We have to keep that uncovered. It needs to be 18 inches off the ground. And again, if it snows, you're going to have to clear that snow away from it. If it was just an air conditioner and just worked for air conditioning, yes, just a piece of plywood on top just to keep snow load off of the
blades. So you do recommend that?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. You don't want to wrap it. You don't want to keep moisture in there.
Right.
If it's a little warmer, you'll get a squirrel in there, a mouse
so
in there.
So just something loose laid.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
803-0930. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, when you're thinking about updating your home for the holidays here, how about thinking of new flooring? And how about thinking of our friends at Flooring Solutions of Western New York? Yep, if you're looking to elevate your home with luxurious flooring, it's the place to go. Flooring Solutions of Western New York. They're located on the corner of Harlem and Clinton and online at flooringsolutionsofwny.com. Did you know that you can upload a photo of your room and look at different kinds of flooring finishes? It's a great way to give you a perspective on what it would look like installed. From top-notch options like luxury vinyl tile and plank, Cortec is a great brand that they carry, to high-quality carpet like Mohawk silk, they truly have it all. Flooring Solutions of WNY.com is the website. Harlem and Clinton is the location. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York, where luxury meets comfort. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hey, Papa, what are we doing during November to celebrate Thanksgiving?
Great question, Martin. At Riverfront Auto Sales, we want to help families have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
That's right. During the entire month of November, we're offering $500 off any vehicle you purchase.
And to make it even better, you'll also receive a $500 Thanksgiving gift card.
Perfect for buying the turkey and trimmings for our Thanksgiving feast.
So if you're looking to buy a beautiful, reliable vehicle for a family-owned dealership you can trust, Riverfront Auto Sales has got you covered.
To take advantage of this special offer, stop by Riverfront Auto Sales and check out our wide selection of beautiful late model cars, trucks, and SUVs.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
Call 716-886-1626 or shop online at riverfrontautosales.com and let us make this Thanksgiving unforgettable for you and your family.
Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Riverfront Auto Sales.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
For decades, the Stamm Law Firm has been representing families in our community, protecting and preserving their assets, and planning for their long-term medical and health care needs.
This is Brian Stamm. What you may not know is that for over 50 years, we've also been helping people when they have been injured as a result of a car accident, slip and fall, or as a result of a medical error.
And this is Brad Stamm. People tell us all the time, if I knew you guys did injury cases, I would have called you. Well, we do. And it's not about whether you're severely hurt or seriously injured. We help people with their cases, no matter how large or small, because for us, it's about taking care of people.
Whether it's preparing an estate plan or supporting you through an injury, these cases can go hand in hand. That's why this is a major part of our practice.
Our family takes great pride in taking care of families by protecting your assets, planning for your future, and being your attorney to help you through an injury.
If you or a loved one has been injured, let the Stamm family help you. Call 631-5767 or visit stammlaw.com today.
Well, as colder weather approaches, there's nothing worse than feeling a chill in your home. And if your heating isn't keeping you comfortable, it's time to call my friends at TRS, Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical. TRS will recommend a high-efficiency Rheem furnace system, and they'll offer you many financing options. If you do have an existing furnace and you need service, Matthew is giving you an additional discount today only. The $99 Hammer Time health and safety check is being reduced, folks, to $89. $89 for the health and safety checkup. Mentioned you heard Dominic on Hammer Time with Matt. Go to TRSHeatingAndAirConditioning.com. That's TRSHeatingAndAirConditioning.com, and you'll learn more there. TRS, powering tomorrow and comforting today. 10:54 is Hammer Time, and it's Dominic Cortese. My guest in studio for the hour has been Matthew Schultz from TRS Heating and Air Conditioning, and we've been talking about your furnace. And what's coming, of course, on January of 26 is 100% electrical operation of any new home. That includes the furnace. And you're theorizing that no one's going to be ready for that.
No, not from what we hear and what we see, that it's going to be ready, that the grid's not going to be ready, the builders aren't ready for it. Everything seems to be up in the air right now.
Which is kind of alarming, since we're just, the clock is ticking and it's a year away. When we break ground on anything after January of 26, though, right now, the way it looks, it has to be 100% electric.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Can an existing forced air conditioning system still be serviced with the same original coolant type that's in there now after January of 25?
Yes. As of right now, yes. They're not banning 410A. New York State is trying to ban 410A, but not yet.
Okay. So the questionable advice, Matthew, a comment. I think this is the same person. He laughed about questionable advice, shows he's out to make money on unnecessary repairs. That's not Matthew. Saying burners need to be cleaned yearly on a standard boiler is a pure lie. I don't know why that would be a negative to clean your burners. Natural gas today burns clean, and it's not the manufacturer of gas years ago, which left residue on the burners. Very questionable advice. I don't know if I agree with that.
It should be serviced every year. Maybe your burners don't have to be cleaned every year. If you have a situation where you don't have enough combustion air, you don't have enough fresh air, yeah, it could burn rich, and your burners may need to be cleaned, and something may need to happen. You might have to bring some fresh air into the house. So there could be situations.
I mean, the way I look at it, $99 to give you peace of mind on something like that is worth every penny, right?
Yeah.
Question for Matt. I believe we are 3-0 with your on-show Bills prediction. What do you see happening tomorrow, tomorrow night? And what about the weather? Yeah, the weather's going to be the 13th man on the field.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm thinking like 32-23 Bills. Now, if it's 2 feet of snow, who knows? You never know.
I think we always come out ahead when we have weather on our side.
Yep.
So that's always a good question. So, okay, so the issue with going back real quick to January of 26, what are we going to be installing in new homes then?
Heat pumps. We'll be installing heat pumps. Depending on the size of the home, if it's a big home, you might have to put multiple heat pumps in. So there's going to be a huge additional cost for the builder. You're going to be putting bigger services into your house instead of, because everything's going to be electric. Your dryer, your stove, realize everything's going to run on electric. So instead of a 200 amp service, you might need a 400 amp service.
Gosh.
We would have on high end, our equipment might need 200 amps alone.
Mm-hmm. Wow, really?
Yes, it's going to be high electric costs, and it's going to raise the price of a new home by a lot.
Yeah. So the advice we give whenever we talk about this, folks, is take out your pen and paper and go online and write to your state assemblyman and your state senator and tell them that you want this mandate that's in place for January 26 revoked. It's the only way you will be able to make any change, is to make our voices be heard. And we've been saying this for some time now, and right now I see no movement on that mandate. You haven't heard anything either.
Nope. I belong to the Builders Association too, and we have heard nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of in the dark on what's going to happen.
Another mandate that's being floated is the requirement of sprinkler systems in homes, which is also going to be another spike in pricing added to a home if that becomes mandated. So I hope there's reason on that element too. While sprinklers do effectively work to minimize the effects of a fire, the cost is enormous for the infrastructure to be added. And really, if you have a working fire system, fire detection system, and carbon monoxide detection system, you can definitely protect your family. Now, maybe you might have more damage from a fire, but getting you out and getting your family safe is really certainly the bottom line.
Yeah.
Well, Matthew, always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me again.
And happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And go Bills. And
go
your
Bills.
Prediction again was what?
32-23 Bills.
Okay. I think you're close. All right. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you at the game. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch. We'll be right back.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD 3, Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.